Imagine you could create a village on a drafting table. What would it look like? What would you include in your considerations? What would definitely have to be in the village, and what could people do without? And now imagine that the village is set amidst the mountains and should be in harmony with the structure of a historic village, as well as with the rugged, stony environment at nearly 1,500 meters above sea level. No simple task, but that was in fact the assignment that formed the core of an international architecture competition. Welcome to the Andermatt Swiss Alps Company podcast. Here is where we put our promises to the test. Today, we'll be talking about whether 30 international architects succeeded in creating Andermatt-Reuss, the new village quarter in Andermatt, in such a way that it fits naturally into the surroundings, but also into the existing village of Andermatt. The promise is that the new and historic parts of Andermatt will grow seamlessly together. The architects were given a clear list of criteria. One aspect that was extremely important to the investor and visionary Sami Sawiris was sustainability. The construction and operation of all buildings had to preserve resources, the energy supply had to be carbon neutral, and the energy consumption of the apartment houses and the hotels had to meet the Minergy low energy standard. In addition, the architects had to grapple with the surroundings. The rules of the competition specified that the buildings needed to have a connection to the Urseren Valley, to the Gotthard area of the Alps generally, and to the existing townscape of Andermatt. If you have a look around the Andermatt-Reuss, you'll clearly see that local building traditions and materials also had to be taken into consideration. Taking part in the competition was a complex task. But nevertheless, the outcome of the competition was a success. 50 architects submitted ideas. The drafts varied widely, but not all of them were appealing right off the bat. Hani Ayat has worked together with Sami Sawiris at the Orascom Development Holding for more than 30 years developing destinations. He studied architecture and previously worked in the USA at one of the world's largest architecture firms. As senior vice president and the head of design and destinations planning, he was also a member of the Andermatt Swiss Alps competition jury. It all began with a briefing.
We try to give them our vision. We are in Switzerland, so we want to reflect that. We have to respect their architecture. We have to reflect their culture in what we're doing. And want people who come and visit this place to feel they are in Switzerland. They are not in Egypt. They are not in France, whatever.
With this information in hand, the architects got to work. As a first step, they had to sketch up the apartment houses and villas. But despite the good preparation, things didn't always go as desired.
When I went through the architecture of the real estate, I was shocked. They were having glass buildings. They were having unbelievable designs, very modern, ultra modern, and just very few that respected our brief. So in a way, it was like disappointing because we didn't have many ideas. But anyway, we start telling them again, please, we want to do this, we want to do that. And this is how it started.
There was another aspect that was important for the design of the apartment houses and villas.
The most important thing there for the architects to remember, especially in this project, that we wanted to be a natural growth, meaning it's a smooth continuation. We don't want people, when they come, they found an old Andermatt and then a new Andermatt. So if we succeed in that, I think that's the most important thing.
Things then worked better on the second go-round. All of the architects presented their proposals for the apartment houses and villas in person and explained their ideas. In addition to designing the apartment houses, villas and hotels, the master plan also had to be drawn up. Sami Sawiris worked on this with Denniston, known around the world for its well-conceived concepts. The principal designer is the Belgian Jean-Michel Gatti. In addition to urban planning, he and his team primarily take on high-end projects, like the Four Seasons in Tokyo and Bangkok, the Viceroy Snowmass in Aspen in the USA, and the Chedi Andamat. But here too, the jury first had to swallow hard.
So he came with the idea that he's raising the ground level, meaning building a platform with two levels of parking underneath. And of course, having all the back of house of the hotels, you're having all the stairs people are going to park under and uses the elevators to go up to their units. Everyone's going to have a storage to put his ski stuff, bicycle, whatever he got there. So that will be handy. And we were having a hard time just swallowing this idea. But after a while, I think this was the brilliant idea. If you think about it, if we have to accommodate parking for all these cars, where are we going to put it? We're going to take like half of the land almost. Of course, we have to do this will like ruin the whole project. Many people were against the idea. It was very costly. Of course, you cannot build an apartment building unless you complete the platform underneath. So there were lots of challenges. But I think this was the only idea.
After everything had been sketched and designed, the next disillusionment arrived, at least for Hani Ayat, when he realized that things take time in Switzerland. But this obstacle was also overcome, and in 2009, the first excavators rolled up. The plinth for parking and the infrastructure totals 46,000 meters square in size. Currently, we've built about two-thirds of it. Thanks to that, the entire village quarter is car-free. The buildings on the central lane have retail spaces on the ground floor for shops and restaurants. In addition to Piazza Gottardo, other squares are being planned where owners and guests can stroll or enjoy drinks and snacks in a relaxing setting, and children can romp about in the snow without having to watch out for cars. The construction industry has changed somewhat since the development of Andermatt-Reuss began. Vincent Jandowski, Development Director of Real Estate at Andermatt Swiss Alps, knows the differences between then and now.
In any case, the layouts changed since the start of the competition in 2007. A lot of people come to Andermatt for a holiday here, for a day of skiing, to go hiking. In the evening, the owners are more focused on the living and dining areas. They want more bedrooms. That means the layouts had to be modified somewhat. The bedrooms were optimized and the common areas were enlarged. As a result, we restarted the design work for nearly every house in recent years. That also gave us the ability to switch out materials. Instead of building with concrete and masonry, we were able to switch to wood, which is definitely more environmentally friendly and has advantages. It's faster to build that way, but preliminary design work takes more time in the case of wood construction. You can't just use rolling design work, like in the case of concrete and masonry construction.
Another challenge was that building goes more quickly today.
I think you probably had more time back then. Today, there's a certain amount of time pressure. That means that building has to go faster, and in terms of quality, demands are constantly rising. Especially in building technology, a lot has happened in recent years.
As mentioned at the beginning, Andermatt Swiss Alps requires that all buildings receive Minergie certification. Minergie is a low energy standard in Switzerland for new and upgraded buildings. In order to meet the low energy standard, it is important for the envelope to be compact so that cold is not lost in the summer or heat in the winter. Also, it is ensured that all electrical appliances have the highest ratings in terms of energy savings and that sustainable materials like wood and stone are used where possible. Even better than Minergie is Minergie P.
We've now succeeded in developing a Minergie P building. That is the apartment house frame. We achieved this because we have small studios there with no balconies. The envelope was built very compactly. That's really why we got MINI-GP there. We're still waiting for the MINI-GP certificate.
The MINI-GP rating was published last November. Andmat took first place in the category medium-sized municipalities. The MINI-GP trademark is protected and is borne collectively by industry, the cantons and the federal government. It therefore comes as no surprise that the next buildings being planned will also be made of wood. And according to Vincent Jandowski, this year will see the most construction activity since the Chedi Andermatt was built.
There are four buildings under construction that started in 2022. Mira, Pozzola, Silva and Yara. And the contracts have been signed to start for construction in April with six more apartment houses. That means from April onwards, we will have 10 apartment houses with about 150 units under construction.
Of these 10 buildings, four will be handed over to the owners at the end of the year. The other six will follow next year. One of the buildings currently under construction is Mira. The architecture firm, which had originally taken part in the competition, is Zurich-based Ilk Santer Architekten. Architect Marcel Santer was pretty surprised when he received a call from Andermatt Swiss Alps in 2021 asking whether he would like to have his project built.
That came as quite a surprise. The competition had taken place pretty long ago. We really didn't expect to hear anything about it anymore. The project had fallen off our radar screen a bit since we had many other assignments in the interim. It was exciting because this project happened right in the middle of the coronavirus time. That means the entire design work took place virtually with people. I was glad to have met Vincent Jandowski personally. That way I knew that he really existed. It was very interesting and exciting because it was a new experience doing everything virtually. A great challenge with our building was that we did a lot in a relatively short period of time to revise the preliminary project and to modify it to meet the new requirements.
Vincent Jandowski mentioned earlier that owners now want larger living spaces for recuperating from their adventures in the mountains. These requirements were not yet known in detail at the time of the competition. Marcel Santer recalls his first ideas for the design of the building.
We picked out a parcel back then that in retrospect turned out to be one of the most difficult. The site plan didn't have any right angles. It was more like hexagonal. I think the biggest change compared with the competition was that we had conventional single floor apartments in the competition. Then when we started, we did a number of studies. One study looked at whether we could also build two-floor or maisonette apartments in this building. And then we realized that this site plan typology actually allowed us to develop multi-floor apartments. This gives the apartments additional quality, because in the case of the large apartments, we have more rooms at the corners. In addition, we have a two-floor living room, which has a bay through the tower on one side and is lighted on three sides.
Owing to the novel execution and the layout, the units in Mira feel a bit like a single-family home. Construction started on Mira in May of last year. Shell construction has now been completed. Once the windows are in, work can begin on the interior. The units are scheduled to be handed over to their owners at the end of 2023. The creation of an entire village quarter naturally attracted the interest of the media, as well as a large part of the populace. As we learned in the first podcast, no one could really imagine why anyone would want to carry out such a large project in Andermatt. The reporting was correspondingly critical, and not only in the daily media, but also in the specialist media. But to be honest, that was also understandable when the first two apartment houses were completely huddled closely together at the very back edge of the whole square. But with more and more completed apartment houses, the Radisson Blue Hotel Reussen, the Gotthard Residences and Piazza Gotthardo, Andermatt Reuss slowly began to take shape. Then shops and restaurants arrived, and the neighbourhood came to life. It was not until about 4 years ago that one could see that a village quarter was gradually coming into existence where the army had once held shooting exercises. At the end of our talk, Vincent Jandowski let me in on some exciting news about our next hotel.
One of the largest solar facades in Switzerland will be created here. What might that mean? With solar, you usually think of rooftop panels that look like a solar cell. Visually, they have not been very attractive so far. But a lot has changed in this area in recent years. The panels are thin, like glass, with hardly any backing. That means they protrude 3 to 4 centimeters at most and can be installed as facade glass. Observers will later look at the facade and think it's glass facade. But it's really solar facade that can harvest energy to operate the building.
Energie aufnehmen kann zum Bewirtschaften des Hauses.
Back to the promise. The aim is for Andermatt to appear as a unified whole to guests. Here, once again, is architect Marcel Santer on this.
Back at the time of the competition, we wondered whether they would succeed in having the quarter and Andermatt grow together. Now you can really feel it. When you walk through the quarter, you encounter some interesting spatial qualities. Andermatt Reuss is different than any standard new construction settlements in the city. Nevertheless, it will be challenging to bring everything together.
According to the expert, we're on the right track in architectural terms. Each of the buildings has its own character on both the exterior and the interior, with local wood and stone. An especially important zone that will create a link is the area between the Andermatt Central Railway Station and Andermatt Reuss. Details about it have not yet been made public, but the planning has started and the involved parties are currently in the process of developing the zone. Therefore, one can say that the promise is on its way to being kept. That was from today's Andermatt Swiss Alps Company podcast. Here is where we put our promises to the test. If you're interested in learning how the destination in the heart of Switzerland is continuing to develop and would like to hear our stories, then please subscribe to us. You can also leave a rating if you liked this podcast. If you have a topic that you're particularly interested in, write about it in the comments or send an email to podcast@andermatt-swissalps.ch. We look forward to your input. In the next episode, we'll talk about the linking of the ski areas from Andermatt to Sedrun and their modernization. I spoke with the people who were involved. We're now signing off for today, but we'd be pleased if you tuned in again for next time. Goodbye for now.